Continuing the halachot of Mayim Achronim, today we're going to discuss the different liquids and mashkim that are kosher to be used for Mayim Achronim. So we'll start by the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Tet, Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, Seif Tet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Notlim Bechol Mashkim. You're allowed to wash Mayim Achronim with all types of liquids. All types of liquids. So, as opposed to Netilat HaDayim, which you're not. And this, of course, is accepted by, it fits into all the reasons that we spoke out in earlier shirim of what the reason is, why we're chayv in Mayim Achronim. Because if the point is to get the dirt off your fingers, or the tumah, ruach tumah, whatever it is, Kabbalistically, that could be accomplished by all different types of liquids. However, just a note, very important note, is that it's brought down in the Achronim that if there is water available, you should not use sha'ar mashkim, you should not use apple juice. Why? Because then already it's a zilzul. You're in a way you're taking away from the respect of the other liquids. You have water available, so you're being mizalzel in the other liquids. It's only when there's no water available that you're able to use the sha'ar mashkim. It's not a zilzul in the sha'ar mashkim because it's letzorech, it's for a purpose, it's serving a purpose. However, when there's water available, it's not serving a purpose because you could accomplish it with water. Next.
What about
seltzer? Seltzer is like water. Yain. What about wine? So the Prima Gadim says that you should not wash Mayim Achronim with wine because that's a zilzul for wine. Wine is the most chashuv mashke, it's the most chashuv liquid, and therefore it takes away from the respect and the chashivut and importance of wine. You may not wash your hands with wine. However, the Ben Ish Chai brings down in Parashat Shelach, Shana Rishona, that if you don't have any other liquids available, if there's nothing available, you're not able to go anywhere and find anything else, all you have, let's say, I don't know, for example, it's Purim, and all that you see in front of you and in your fridge and everywhere is only wine. Only wine. Then the Ben Ish Chai says, you could wash Mayim Achronim with wine. And the third category is water that is not fit for use. Water that is nifsal mishtiyat behema. It's not fit for it's not drinkable, not for humans and not for animals. So the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of many achronim that say that this is where the halachot of Mayim Achronim differ from the halachot of Netilat HaDayim. For Netilat HaDayim, you need water that's drinkable. For Mayim Achronim, the Achronim say, we're more lenient by Mayim Achronim, and you don't need water that's drinkable. However, the Ben Ish Chai says over in Parashat Shelach, in the same place, Ot Yud Aleph, that no, it must be Ra'ui L'shtiyah. The water from Mayim Achronim must be Ra'ui L'shtiyah, and if you don't have it, you can't wash it. So in Yalkut Yosef, he brings down the name of the Chesed La'alafim, who's the Mechaber of the Sefer Pela Yoetz, that even though lechatchila we should be noheg like the Ben Ish Chai, even though you're right, lechatchila you should try and go and find drinkable water and not disgusting water, you should. However, b'diavad, if you don't have any drinkable water or even sha'ar mashkim available, you should not pass on the mitzvah and the chiyuv of Mayim Achronim, and you should wash it with even this disgusting gross water that is not drinkable. Hazaka baruch, have a great day, everyone.